大家平安。
May peace be with you all.
下午我们继续学习向天父完全。
And this afternoon we continue to study the topic of be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect.
我们看马太福音的第五章。
Let's turn to the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 5.
第四十八节。
Verse 48.
马太福音第五章第四十八节。
Matthew chapter 5, verse 48.
所以你们要完全像你们的天父完全一样。
Therefore you shall be perfect just as your Father in heaven is perfect.
这是主耶稣的教导。
And this is the teaching of Jesus Christ.
信主耶稣是透过信心入门。
And to believe in Jesus, it is through faith.
但是我们信了主之后，就要追求完全。
But after we have believed in the Lord, we have to pursue perfection.
这是可以做得到的。
And this is something we can all do.
如果做不到，主耶稣不会讲。
If we cannot do this, Lord Jesus would not have commanded so.
主耶稣不会把做不到的事情告诉我们。
The Lord Jesus would not tell us to do something we cannot.
所以为什么我们做不到？
So how come we can't do this?
是因为我们没有很认真的去做。
Because we did not put into the effort.
没有很追求。
We did not pursue.
常常以自己的软弱为借口。
We use our own weaknesses as an excuse.
人都是不完全的啦。
Because people are all imperfect.
但是看到别人不完全，我们又很清楚的在指责。
But when we see the imperfections of others, we would point it out.
看到自己的软弱，就会为自己找借口。
And when we see our own imperfections, we find excuses.
所以早上我们也有讲。
And so in the morning, we have already spoke.
我们人生当中有很多不完全、很遗憾的事情的原因是什么？
There are many imperfections in our lives. Why?
因为我们没有把主的道实行出来。
Because we did not live out the teachings of Jesus Christ.
所以我们生活当中有很多苦难，有很多遗憾。
And so that in our lives there is a lot of troubles and difficulties.
但是一个人信了主之后，
But after a person has believed in the Lord,
如果他慢慢开始改变自己，
If he changes himself,
最后学习主耶稣一样，
He will be able to learn to be like Jesus Christ.
就像主耶稣像天父一样，
And just as how Jesus was like his heavenly Father,
我们的生命就会改变，
Our lives will also change.
你会发觉你的人际关系、你的家庭、你的婚姻你的事业全部改变。
You'll see your value systems, your family, your marriage, and your career in this world, they all change.
因为谁不喜欢跟一个完全人生活在一起？
Because who do not want to dwell with a person that is perfect?
谁不喜欢跟一个完全人交朋友？
Who does not want to be friends with a perfect person?
谁不喜欢跟一个完全人一起工作？
Who does not want to work with someone who is perfect?
所以问题是我们有没有追求？
The problem lies is whether we pursue perfection or not.
早上讲了两点。
And in the morning, we talked about two points.
要在语言上追求完全。
We have to pursue perfection in speech.
再来我们要讲在心思意念要追求完全。
And in our heart, we also must pursue perfection.
下午我们再来讲两点。
In the afternoon, we will talk about two more points.
第一。
First.
我们要在爱心上追求完全。
We have to pursue a perfection in love.
我们看约翰一书第二章。
Let's turn to the book of 1 John.
约翰一书的第二章。
The book of 1 John, chapter 2.
二章，我们看第五节。
1 John, chapter 2, verse 5.
约翰一书第二章第五节。
1 John, chapter 2, verse 5.
凡遵守主道的，爱神的心在他里面实在是完全的。从此我们就知道我们是在主里面。
Verse 5. But whoever keeps his word, truly the love of God is perfected in him. By this we know that we are in him.
这个说神爱神的心要在一个人里面得到完全。
And here it says, those who love the Lord is perfected in him.
再来看第四章。
Let's turn to chapter 4.
四章第十八节。
Chapter 4, verse 18.
爱里没有惧怕，爱既完全，就把惧怕除去。因为惧怕里含着刑罚，惧怕的人在爱里未得完全。
19, there is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear involves torment, but he who fears has not been made perfect in love.
我们如果看约翰一书，有一个主题是很突出的。
And if we read the book of 1 John, we see there's a theme that stands out.
就是讲到爱。
It talks about love.
爱是人类有文明以来最多被形容被描述的一个题目。
And in the history of man, love is something that is described most often.
自古以来那些诗歌、诗词、文章。
The songs and psalms of old, they are written about love.
歌曲会还有画。
The lyrics and also pictures, they also describe love.
现在的电影、电视、小说。
And the novels, the movies, the media today.
请问有哪一片哪一样是没有描述爱的呢？
Let me ask you, is there one thing you see that is not about love?
因为爱是最美妙的事情。
Because love is the most wonderful thing.
人生如果没有爱。
Because if a human life does not have love.
如果来到世界没有曾经被爱过。
If you came to this world without experiencing love.
也没有去爱过别人。
Or you have not loved another.
那人生就活在世上就没有什么意义。
Then your life in this world has very little meaning.
就好像空白。
It is very empty.
所以人天生有爱的渴望。
And so people would long after hope.
那我们希望爱人。
We want to love others.
同时我们也希望被爱。
We also want to be loved.
这样我们的心就会得到满足。
So that our hearts can be fulfilled.
但是问题是世界上现在所形容的爱是不完全的爱。
But the problem is the world describes love as it is an imperfect love.
因为这个世界有罪之后就不完全了。
Because after this world is in sin, it has become imperfect.
本来神创造世界是完美的。
Because originally God created the world perfect.
但是罪进入世界，世界就缺了一块很大的东西。
But when sin entered the world is now missing a big part.
什么东西都缺了。
What is this big part that the world is missing?
包括爱。
This is love.
所以现在我们看我们社会上的爱是什么的爱呢？
And so when we see the society, how do they describe love?
现在上面社会上的爱是一种以自我为中心的爱。
And the love described in society today is a selfish love centered on us.
譬如说我看到你很漂亮。
And so if, for example, if I see that you are beautiful,
看到你我就很舒服。
And if I see you, I feel very good.
带你出去我就很自豪。
And when I take you out, I feel very confident.
这种吸引力是一种爱的动力。
And this is something that comes from love.
但是有一天如果对方觉得变得不漂亮了。
But this attraction, let's say one day this attraction fades.
那个爱可能就不见了。
The love disappears.
现代的婚姻能够维持超过五年的少过一半。
And in this generation, marriages that last over 5 years is decreased by half.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为现在的人都是自私的。
Because people nowadays are very selfish.
现在的爱不完全。
And the love that we have today is not perfect.
还有很多爱情故事。
There's a lot of love stories.
你仔细看看现在社会上面那些畅销的电视节目或者电影描述的爱是什么的爱。
And if you look at today's movies or shows, what type of love are they describing?
他们不是形容一个正常的家庭丈夫跟太太结了婚，生了两个小孩，很开心，每天很快乐。不是形容这些。
You do not see a picture of a family of the husband and the wife and their children living happily ever after.
因为演这些没有人喜欢看。
Because these shows, These shows are like this. No one would want to watch it.
现在形容什么的爱呢？
What do they describe now as love?
现在的媒体小说文学他们是形容扭曲的爱。
Now the media, the movies, they portray love in a twisted manner.
比如说明明自己有配偶的。
For example, if someone already has a partner.
但是因为有遇到引诱他突然就爱了别人。
But if they have another desire, if they're tempted, they love another.
不应该相爱的人，他们却相爱了。
The ones that they are not supposed to love, they love.
老师跟学生相爱了。
Where the teacher falls in love with the student.
甚至亲戚之间相爱了。
They fall in love as a family.
这个就是不正常的爱。
This is not normal.
所以你看你看那些所谓的小说电视电影描述那些爱到最后都是有惧怕的。
And if you see all the movies, the novels, when they portray love, in the end, you fear them.
你婚外情你一开始很刺激，但是到最后你会被发现。
At first, it becomes very thrilling.
你会羞耻。
At the end, you start to be afraid.
你会有很大的空虚感。
There's a lot of void in your heart.
所以圣经告诉我们一个观念。
And so the Bible teaches us one principle.
这个世界的爱是不完全的。
That the love in this world is not perfect.
所以当在不完全的爱里面会有惧怕。
And so within an imperfect love, there will exist fear.
为什么会惧怕呢？
And why will there be fear?
因为良心会不安。
Because your conscience is not calm.
会怕被发现。
Your conscience may fear that it may be found out.
甚至的会怕被审判。
You fear that you'll be judged.
将来要面对神。
And that because you'll one day face God.
所以啊，爱里面本来是应该没有惧怕的。
But originally, love should have no fear.
如果你的爱完全就没有惧怕。
If your love is perfect, you shall have no fear.
所以我们在生活当中都很需要爱。
So in our lives, we all need love.
但是我们来想想，我们现在所有的爱，所给出去的爱，或者是所接受的爱，到底有没有完全？
And so we have to think about is the love we give and the love we receive, is it a perfect love?
如果是不完全的,
if it is imperfect,
可能你会惧怕,
then you might be afraid.
可能你会不安,
you might be worried.
这个是值得我们思考的问题。
And this is something you must think about.
所以为什么要信主耶稣?
And why do we have to believe in Jesus Christ?
信主耶稣就是让主耶稣进到我们的生命里面。
If we believe in Jesus Christ, Jesus Christ will enter into our lives.
他要来改变我们的爱。
He will change our love.
把我们原本那个爱的错误的观念，那个自私的观念，那个被世俗扭曲的观念，把它丢弃。
He will change our twisted concepts of love.
他要给你一个完全的爱。
He will give us a perfect love.
然后你把这个完全的爱实行在你的生活当中。
And you can live out your life in perfect love.
那你的生活就会开始改变。
And so that your life may see change.
所以如果你的生活当中啊，你觉得不开心。
And so if you feel that in your life you are not happy.
可能你的爱不完全。
Perhaps your love is not perfect.
啊，你跟你的配偶处得不好。
If your relationship with your spouse is not good.
当然也可以讲很多的原因。
And of course you can list many reasons.
你可以怪对方。
And you can also blame the other party.
可以怪环境。
And you can also blame the environment.
但是如果你从属灵来看。
But in a spiritual perspective.
主耶稣会告诉你，你的爱不完全。
Jesus Christ will tell you your love is not perfect.
你爱你的儿女。
If you love your children.
哇，你觉得我把什么都给他了。
You feel like you give everything to them.
我都已经把生命都给他了。
You give even your life to them.
他却不尊重你。
But they still do not respect you.
他不听你话。
They do not listen to your words.
你养出一个很恐怖的。这个很难想象的人出来。
And then you bring out something, someone that you cannot imagine.
为什么？
How come?
你觉得你爱给他了？
You already thought you gave your love to him.
但是你的爱不是神的爱。
But your love is not the same as God's love.
你的爱不完全，所以造就出来的人就不完全。
Because your love is not perfect, it cannot bring out a perfect.
在看到新闻呢，有一些孩子们从小被利养。被宠爱的，结果长大对父母很不好。
We see a lot of examples in the news today where the children are spoiled by their parents, and when they grow up,
甚至伤害父母、杀父母的都有。
And when they grow up, they try to harm their parents.
问题出在哪里？
Where is the problem?
爱不完全。
Because their love is not perfect.
现在全世界的人都是用自己的方法去爱。
Because the people in the world today, they use their own methods to love others.
用自己的定义去爱。
They use their own concepts and values of love to love others.
他们把用爱把情欲没有办法分割。
They do not know how to separate love and desire.
他们把爱跟自我没有办法分割。
They do not know how to separate love and a selfish love.
所以爱不完全。
And that's why their love is imperfect.
所以我们怎么做个完全人？
And so how do we become a perfect man?
要在爱里面要得到完全。
Because we need to be perfect in love.
我们人本来就不知道什么叫完全的爱、
Us, we do not originally know what is perfect love.
我们看第四章的第十九节。
Let's turn to 1 John chapter 4, verse 19.
透过神，你就知道完全的爱。
Through God, we may know what is perfect love.
十九节。
Verse 19.
我们爱，因为神先爱我们。
We love him because he first loved us.
这句话很宝贵。
And this passage is very precious.
爱从哪里来
？Where does love come from？
圣经第同一章的第七节说，爱是从神来的。
And love in the Bible described love comes from God.
为什么一个人有去爱的能力
？How come a person has the ability to love？
因为他曾经接受过爱。
Because they have experienced love in the past.
如果一个孩子在长大的过程当中
，If a childDuring his process of growth,
他缺乏父母的爱。
They lack the parents' love.
基本上他长大了，你可以 预知他是一个什么的个性的人。
We can predict what kind of person they will be when they grow up.
他心中可能充满了仇恨。
Their hearts may be filled with hatred.
对社会很不满。
They may not be fulfilled by the society.
可能很暴力。
They may be very violent.
也可能很自私。
They may be very selfish.
不懂得怎么去照顾别人。
May not know how to care for others.
为什么呢？
How come?
因为他没有接受到爱啊。
Because they have not experienced love before.
他没有接受到真正的爱。
They have not experienced true love.
所以他长大了也不会表达出来。
And so when they grow up, they do not know how to show love.
所以要真正的让爱在我们生命当中得到完全。
And so in our lives, to be able to have perfect love,
我们先要用神的爱来进到我们心里面。
We must first let the love of God enter into our hearts.
这个听起来好像很抽象。
And this may sound very cliche.
什么叫神的爱进到我的心里？
What does it mean to have the love of God enter into our hearts?
我们看约翰福音的第三章。
Let's turn to 1 John chapter 3.
约翰福音的第三章。
1 John chapter 3.
十六节。
Verse 16.
约翰福音的第三章十六节。
The Gospel of John, chapter 3, verse 16.
神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们。叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
Gospel of John chapter 3 verse 16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life.
这就是很多基督徒非常喜欢的经句。
And this is a verse that many Christians know it very well.
这里把一个很抽象的爱的定义，还有爱的对象讲得很具体。
And here it tells us the content of the love and the audience of that the love is directed to.
第一讲，爱的源头在哪里？
And here it tells about the source of the love.
是神。
It is from God.
所以爱是从上面来的。
And so love comes from above.
爱的对象在哪里呢？
And what is the audience of the love?
世人。
The receiving end of love is us.
全人类。
It is all people.
那个宽度是很大的。
And so this it is very wide.
好了，那么深度呢？
And what about the depth?
爱的有多深？
How much did God love us?
今天我们可以考考，晚上回去睡觉之前哦，考考你身边的配偶啊，你可以说你爱我有多深。
You can maybe go home tonight and ask your spouse, how much do you love me?
你没有问过这个问题。
Have you ever asked this question before?
你问他，你考他一下。
And if you can ask him or her this question.
他可能就会说睡觉了。问什么？
when they might reply, oh, I just go to sleep.
我睡不着，你不回答我，我睡不着。
If you do not answer me, you can also reply. If you do not answer me, I can't go to sleep.
你爱我爱得有多深？
So you can ask, how much do you love me?
有时候我叫你倒个垃圾都在啰啰嗦嗦。
Sometimes when you take out the trash, you may nag.
我们的爱有多深？
So we have to think about how deep is our love.
我们爱有多深？
What is the depth of our love?
神的爱有多深？
What is the depth of the love of God?
爱到可以将他的独生子赐给我们。
And his love is so deep that he gave his only begotten son.
基本上就等于他自己来到世界为我们死了。
And this is equivalent of him coming to the world and sacrificing his life.
这个是很深的爱。
And this is a love that is very deep.
前几天我看报纸。
And a few days ago, I read the newspapers.
他说有一个人啊，生了双胞胎。
And there was a person that gave birth to.
不是生了，有一对夫妻啊，去中国领养了，去领养了一对双胞胎的女生来。
There was a couple in China who adopted a pair of twins.
那么你看那个双胞胎 baby 的时候，就觉得他们很可怜。
And when they saw these twins that they were adopting, they felt very sad.
所以呢，就去孤儿院。
And so they went to the foster home.
把他们带回来加拿大。
And they went to adopt them.
来抚养他们。
To give them a life.
那过了几年之后呢？
And after a few years.
那这个双胞胎姐姐跟妹妹啊，就慢慢在长大。
And you see these two twins, they were both sisters, and they continually to grow.
现在就大概四五岁。
And around at the age of four to five.
同时，他发现呢，这两个姐妹啊，有一个遗传性的这个。疾病。
And we see that these two twins, they have a disease.
那这个疾病呢是跟肝有关系的。
And this disease has to do with the liver.
是遗传性的。
And this is something that the disease that was passed down.
唯一的医治的方法就是要换肝。
And in order to be healed from this disease, you have to have another liver.
那个这个养父啊就做了检查。
And so these foster parents, they did some research.
检查，它叫 medical examination.
And in their medical examination,
或者这个养父的肝呢，可以捐给其中一个 baby， 其中一个小女孩。
And so they did their own medical examination. They found out one of their livers can be given to these children.
那现在呢，还差一个肝。
But right now they're still missing one more liver.
所以呢，就宣告希望大家帮忙一下，转达一下，看看会不会找到另外一个肝。
And so they turned towards everyone else, trying to see if their people could offer their liver.
那这个养父呢，这个爸爸呢，就毫无犹豫的就把肝的一半就给其中一个女儿。
And so this father gave half of his liver to one of them.
然后呢，报纸问他说：“那你要选择，你要给哪一个？”
And they had to ask him which one are you going to give to.
他说：“这个很难选择。”
And he told them that this is a very hard choice.
让医生决定要给谁就要给谁了。
And so the father gave the doctor the choice of giving the liver.
我看到这种消息、这种新闻都很感动。
And so when I see news like this, I'm always very moved.
我们华人啊，都是很爱自己的亲生骨肉。
And for us, Chinese people, we love our flesh and bone.
但是呢，你看很多加拿大人哦，他们的爱不单只是爱自己的亲生骨肉，他们既然去收养了，他就把它看自己的。
But we see a lot of people in Western culture, they extend their love to people, not just their family.
去一个孤儿院捡两个小孩子回来。
They were able to go to the foster home to adopt two twins.
Orphans. 爱到有多深
？And how deep was their love？
可以给他一半的肝呢
？Their love was deep enough that they could offer up half their liver。
这个爱够大了。
And so this love is indeed very deep。
但是他有限呢，他不能给他全部啊。
But he cannot give his whole liver。
如果他很爱他们两个整个肝都拿出来分一半，那他就死掉了。
Because he cannot give their whole liver, because if he gave his whole liver, he would not be able to live.
人的爱是很伟大。
So the love of man is also very great.
有时候让我们真的看了听了都会流眼泪。
And sometimes when we hear news like this, we may also shed tears.
但是真正的爱是从哪里来的？
But where does true love come from?
真正的爱是牺牲自己的爱啊。
The true love comes from sacrificing your own love.
我相信这些父母，这些那么伟大的有爱心的人，一定是被神的爱所感动。
And I think that these parents who adopted these two orphans, this love comes from God.
真正的爱是从神来。
Because true love comes from God.
真正的爱是能够牺牲自己。
A true love comes with sacrifice.
真正的爱不是你要来配合我。
True love is not how you have to go along with me.
我们常常都搞错了。
Sometimes we have this concept mixed up.
我们以为爱就是你要对我好，我才对你好。
We feel like, oh, love is if you treat me well, I will treat you well.
你要来配合我，所以我才配合你。
And if you are accompanying me, I'll accompany you.
你对我不好，我也对你不好。
If you treat me bad, and I will treat you bad.
这个是不完全的爱。
And this is a concept of love that is not right.
神的爱就是在我们还没有认识神的时候。
And God's love is from when at a point we do not know God.
我们还对神很不好的时候。
And when at a point where we do not treat God well.
我们还对神一点价值都没有的时候。
At a point where our value is nothing in the front of God.
神已经爱我们爱到可以牺牲他自己的生命。
And at these points, God has already loved us and sacrificed His life for us.
叫一切相信的人。
And so that all who believe.
不至灭亡。
Will not be perished.
反得永生。
And they will be able to be received.
这个就是我们今天来教会的目的。
And so this is one of the purposes of coming to church.
我们来教会也不要焦点转移了。
When we come to church, we cannot
focus our shift.
Focus our shift.
我们来教会的焦点要在神的爱上面。
And when we come to church, we must focus our eyes on the love of God.
虽然我们教会没有一个十字架。
Perhaps because our church does not have a cross.
没有一个耶稣像。
May not have a statue of Jesus Christ.
但是主耶稣被钉在十字架上，为了你跟为了我，这个图画要常常在我们的心中。
But the picture of Jesus Christ crucifying himself for us, this picture has to always remain in our minds.
你为教会不是为了别人。
Because you come to church is not for other people.
你来教会是因为神爱你。
You come to church is out of the love of God.
当你被神的圣洁牺牲自我的爱所感动到的时候，
When you are touched by this sacrificial love from Christ,
你的人生就会开始改变。
You will see that your life begins to change.
你会开始对身边的人不那么计较。
You will treat the ones around you better.
你会比较容易接纳别人。
You will be more accepting towards those around you.
为什么要接纳别人？
And why do you have to accept those around us?
神都接纳我了。
Because the Lord has accepted us.
我那么差劲，我是罪人，神都接纳我了。
Because we are sinners, even though we are sinners, the Lord has accepted us.
那我的配偶虽然不完全，那我要接纳他。
And but even though my spouse is imperfect, I also have to accept them.
我要为他祷告。
I have to pray for them.
我要帮助他。
I have to help them.
我不是只是挑剔他，来指责他。
I do not only pick out on their bad points.
所以这个爱先慢慢变完全的时候。
So when this love is approaching perfection,
我们的生命就会开始改变。
Then our life will begin to change.
还有，当我们在牺牲。学习主耶稣的时候
，and when we learn this type of sacrificial love，
你会感动很多人
，and you will move many people，
你会帮助了很多人
，you will be able to help many people。
主耶稣也因为这样而会祝福你
，and because of this， Lord Jesus will also bless you。
所以，如果我们到现在为止还没有这个爱的力量，没有办法用主的爱去爱别人的力量的话
，and so to this point， if we're not able to love others with the love of God，
那我们的人生还没有完全
，and then our life is not full yet。
我们可能道理懂很多。
Perhaps we may know many teachings of the Bible.
圣经翻得很快。
Perhaps we may know how to flip the Bible very quickly.
主耶稣问你能不能牺牲？
But when Lord Jesus asks you, can you sacrifice?
能不能像我为你牺牲这样为别人牺牲？
Can you sacrifice just as I have sacrificed for you?
不是叫我们都要割一半的肝捐给别人呢？
And we're not asking you to cut half of your liver to give to others.
当然你可以问你的先生啊，今天晚上。
But you can ask your husband tonight.
一半的肝行不行？
Will you be able to give me half your liver?
他可能说三分之一了。
He may say, maybe only one third.
或者是一半没问题。
Or they may say, oh yes, of course.
不是嘴巴上的，是真的心里上。
So we do not only say this with our mouth, but with our hearts.
所以爱要完全。
And so our love must be perfect.
要常常思想主的爱。
We have to continually think about the love of God.
还有什么叫做爱要完全？
And so what else is perfect love?
我们看回来约翰一书。
Let's turn back to 1 John chapter 1.
约翰一书。
1 John.
第四章。
1 John chapter 4.
第十二节。
Verse 12.
约翰一书四章十二节。
1 John chapter 4, verse 12.
从来没有人见过神。我们若彼此相爱，神就住在我们里面，爱他的心在我们里面你得以完全了。
Of no one has seen God at any time. If we love one another, God abides in us, and His love has been perfected in us.
这里说从来没有人见过神。
And here it says no one has seen God at any point.
因为神是个灵啊。
Because God is spirit.
除非他显现给你看。
Unless He reveals Himself to you.
你是看到他的显现而已，你没有办法看到他的真体。
You only see what he revealed to you. We are not able to see his whole being.
但是你怎么知道神在我们中间？
But how do we know that God is among us?
很简单，你可以感觉到的。
But this is easy. You can feel him.
看你在我们这边看不到空气。
Just like how we cannot see air.
但是你可以感觉到空气。
But we can feel air.
对不对？我们还活着啊，还有空气啊。
And so you'll be able to see that you're still alive.
同样的，你怎么知道神在这里？
And in the same way, how do you know God is here?
很简单。
Very easy.
神的爱所感动的人就会有爱。
The love, when God moves people with his love, you'll see.
那大家彼此如果都相爱的话。
When God moves people with his love, you'll see that his love is manifested in our
life. 就是神在你中间的证明。
And this is proof that God is living among us.
弟兄，教会里面弟兄姐妹相亲相爱。
And within the church, the brothers and sisters all love to one another.
谁要需要帮忙的？
And whoever needs help.
不是只是说帮你祷告而已啊。
And it's not only praying for one another.
除了帮祷告之外，还要伸出手。
Other than interceding for one another, we also must give out our hand.
如果大家都能够互相这样帮助，
if we are able to help one another,
外邦人来到我们中间，就说神在你们中间。
Then when the Gentiles when they come into our church, they will say God is among you.
因为这个社会都很现实的。
Because this society is very practical.
有时候啊，朋友之间也很现实。
And sometimes you'll see that in your worldly friendships, they're very practical as well.
你生意做得好，官做得大的时候，很多朋友。
When you make good business, when you're successful in your career, you'll make many friends.
为什么？
Why?
不是因为你很厉害，很聪明啊，或者是很有吸引力啊。
It's not because you know how to attract people, nor because you're intelligent.
是因为你很有利用价值。
But because you have much business value.
改天你破产了。
And so let's say one day you
go bankrupt. 你打电话给朋友，他们电话都不接。
One day you go bankrupt. When you phone one of these friends, they may not answer your phone.
怕你借钱了。
because they are afraid that you want to borrow money.
朋友多就是因为你利用价值高。
You have many friends in the world, perhaps it's because your business value is great.
当然不是绝对的，但是是常常都是这样。
This might not always be the case, but this is what we see in the world.
但是教会里面就不一样。
But in the church, it's very different.
我们在教会里面就不是看利用价值。
Because in the church, we do not see people with a business value.
也不是看你的社会的地位。
We do not see your worldly status.
也不是因为可以在你身上赚到钱。
We do not see what benefit or what wealth we can earn from you.
彼此相爱是因为牵了主耶稣啊。
Because we are able to love one another is out of the love of God.
我们是牵了主耶稣，所以要还在弟兄姐妹身上。
And because of the love of God, we have to repay Jesus Christ.
这个是非常重要的一个观念。
And this is another concept we must know.
我们教会有一个很有钱的人。
And there was one member who was very wealthy.
他常常会帮助一些穷苦的人。学生。
He would often help the poor students.
学生常常都去那边借钱。
And students often borrow money from him.
这个是几十年前的事情。
And this is a couple of decades ago.
那借钱的时候都会写收据嘛。
And when they borrow money, there will always be a check.
写好收据之后。
And after he would finish writing the check,
这个弟兄就把钱给那些穷学生。
And he would give these money to the poor students.
在他面前把这个收据撕掉。
And he would take this, he would take this receipt and rip it up in front of their face.
你改天要还，不用直接还我。
One day you must pay back the money you owe, but you do not pay it back to me.
你去帮助那个在你身边有需要的人。
You pay back to those who needs help at your side.
主耶稣帮过我。
And because the Lord Jesus has helped me,
所以我今天帮你。
And so today I help you.
这是这样一个传一个。
And so this is how it was passed down.
被他帮助过的人都出去帮助别人。
And those who have received his financial help, they would also help in return.
这是主的爱。
And so this is the love of God.
因为神先爱我们。
Because the Lord has first loved us.
你怎么知道你的家主耶稣在你中间呢？
And so how do you know the Lord is among your family?
两夫妻相亲相爱。
If you see the spouse, they love one another.
孩子也很乖。
And if you see the children is very obedient.
爱父母。
And they love their parents.
主耶稣家里的家庭。
And then the Lord Jesus is within your family.
虽然你住一个很小的房子。
And even though you may live in a small house.
但是主是与你同在。
But the Lord is among you.
但是如果你住一个豪宅。如果你住到一个豪宅。
And but if you live in a big place,
夫妻每天吵架
and the spouse fight every day,
谁在你中间
who is among you?
魔鬼在你中间
the devil is among you.
因为魔鬼在的地方就有恨
and because wherever the devil resides, there will be hate.
魔鬼最喜欢你一家人吵架
because the devil delights in the fighting and arguing of a family.
最喜欢你们斗来斗去
and they he likes it when they see people when he sees people argue.
最喜欢人自私。
And they like it when people are selfish.
所以神在我们的中间，或者是魔鬼在我们中间，很容易看出来。
And so you can easily see whether or not Jesus is among us or not.
所以我们不希望魔鬼在我们中间吗
？So we do not wish for the devil to be among us.
我们不喜欢仇恨、自私、愤怒在我们中间。
We do not wish for there be hatred, selfish ambition among us.
我们要靠圣灵，将神的爱浇灌在我们心里。
And so we must ask the Lord's Holy Spirit to unite us.
我们看罗马书。
Let's turn to the book of Romans,
第五章
chapter 5,
第四节
verse 4.
罗马书五章的第四节
Romans chapter 5, verse 4.
忍耐生老练，老练生盼望，盼望不至于羞耻，因为所赐给我们的圣灵，将神的爱浇灌在我们心里。
And perseverance, character, and character, hope. Now hope does not disappoint because the love of God has been poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit who was given to us.
爱心是怎么来的?
And how does love come?
当然你可以学习别人。
Of course, you can learn from the love of others.
但是这个还是很有限。
But this is still very limited.
爱是从神来的。
Love comes from God.
常常被圣灵充满。
And so if we are continually filled by the Holy Spirit,
常常祷告。
If we continually pray,
好像一盆花一直常常被浇水。
It is like flowers that are constantly given water.
圣灵在浇水，在里面让你的有神的爱。
And so this is the same thing in our hearts.
我认识一对夫妻。
And I remember a couple.
他们呢最近在生意上在其他国家在生意上遇到很大的困难
and they're in another country and recently they face a lot of difficulties in their business
因为那个货币贬值亏了很多钱
and they owed a lot of money
他自己也本身有两个小孩
and they also have two children of their own
住在一个小小的公寓里面
and they live in a very small place
但是他看到教会里面有一个年轻的单身的姐妹。
But they see that in the church there is a sister who is alone.
比他们更穷。
Who is in a financially worse off than them.
去打工，老板又逃跑了，不给薪水。
And when she goes to work, the boss would not agree to pay her.
住的地方都有问题。
And the place that she lives is has many problems.
这两对夫妻商量一下。
And so the couple I knew, they talked among themselves.
我们虽然穷，但是还有个地方可以住。
Even though we are poor, we still have a place to live.
有孩子在我们身边。
We have children by our side.
不如我们去请那个姐妹过来跟我们家暂时住。
And so this couple went to this sister and invited her to stay in our home for a while.
暂时帮她一下。
And to temporarily help them.
她家只有两个小房间，有两个大人，两个小孩，其实很挤。
And so in their house there is only very little. It's only two rooms.
但是他们觉得有人比我们更需要。
But in their heart they feel that there is someone who needs help more than us.
这个爱心呢感动了那么几位姐妹。
And so this love moved the sister.
这个姐妹得到很大的造就。
And this sister was very edified.
所以神在我们中间很容易看得出来。
And so she can easily see that the Lord is among them.
这个是神所应许的。
And so this is what the Lord wishes.
那再来爱怎么可以完全呢？
And so furthermore, how can love become perfect?
看回来约翰一书的第二章。
Let's turn to 1 John chapter 2.
第二章。
1 John chapter 2.
第五节。
Verse 5.
二章的第五节。
1 John chapter 2 verse 5.
凡遵守主道的，爱神的心在他里面实在是完全的。
But whoever keeps his word, truly the love of God is perfected in him. By this we know that we are in him.
爱怎么得到完全？
How can love become perfect?
爱的完全不是因为我们为别人牺牲了很多。
Love becomes perfect is not because of how much sacrifice we do for others.
这里是一个最基本的。
Here it tells us of a concept.
爱的完全在乎于你有没有遵守主的道理。
Whether or not love is perfected depends on whether or not you keep the word of God.
我们常常有听到有人这样讲。
A lot of times we hear people say this.
你看我们教会爱心都不够。
If you, hey, look at our church, how come there's not enough love?
某某慈善团体。
How come they have no love?
一有什么天灾人祸，家里火灾怎么样，通通马上跑去那边救济。一有什么灾难，他们马上派代表去那边救济发钱。
When whatever disaster they call people.
然后就电视在这拍。
And they would have the media come and take footage.
然后大家就在那边，哇，这个团体很有爱心呐，这个宗教团体很有爱心呐。
And they would see, oh, this whoever church this is, they have a lot of love.
我们教会做了什么
？How come our church does not do this?
有人说了，你看其他教会都有爱心啊。
We see how come all the other churches they have so much more love.
你去他教会，他帮你办移民、报税，有医生，有什么都帮你弄。
And if you go to their church, they have a doctor. They can do your immigration and your taxes for you. How come we have none of these?
好像哇，那教会都很有爱心，我们都很没爱心。
How come other churches have so much more love than us?
其实这种论调是错的。
And so this kind type of concept is incorrect.
其实我们教会在私底下也做了很多慈善的事业。
So in actuality, our church also has a lot of, we do a lot of things too.
只是我们教会比较低调，不会请媒体来拍照啊，宣传一下。
But we are not like other churches.
但是最重要一点。
The most important point.
教会存在的目的是什么？
The purpose of the existence of the church, what is it?
最大的善事是什么？
What is the greatest work?
是给他一点钱呢，还是得救他的灵魂？
It is the greatest work of love to give them a little money or to save their soul.
全世界99%的慈善团体都在帮人家的肉体。
And 99% of the churches outside there are aiding the flesh of other people.
或者慈善团体 charitable organizations.
They're charitable organizations.
照顾人家的身体或者是物质的需要。
They would take care of their physical needs.
但是只有一个团体能够救人的灵魂。
But there's only one church that can save our soul.
就是有真理、有圣灵的真教会。
It is the church which has the truth and the Holy Spirit.
如果我们不专注意力、资源放在这个救灵魂的事情上面
，If we do not put our resources and our effort in saving the souls of others,
怎么对得起主耶稣
？Then how can we face Jesus Christ in the end?
第五节这里说什么叫做爱
And here in verse 5, it tells us what is perfect love.
什么叫做爱主?
What is it to love the Lord?
爱主就是遵行主的道理啊。
One who loves the Lord will keep his word.
不是只是为主牺牲而已啊。
It is not only to sacrifice for the Lord.
有人说,哇呀,很多教会他们牺牲很大。
We see the other churches, they have great sacrifice.
他们派传教士去非洲,去哪里牺牲了性命。
And they send whoever minister or worker to Africa to sacrifice their lives.
我们听了也是很感谢主。
And when we hear of these, we should thank God.
也是很敬佩他们。
And we should also respect them.
这个是没有问题的。
And this is not a problem.
但是最关键的,什么叫爱神?
But what is the most critical factor? What is it to love the Lord?
主耶稣自己讲的。
And Jesus Christ has said it himself.
什么叫真正的爱神?
What is it to love me?
约翰福音的第十五章。
Let's turn to the Gospel of John, chapter 15.
啊，约翰福音的第十五章。
The Gospel of John, chapter 15.
第十节。
Verse 10.
约翰福音十五章第十节。
The Gospel of John, chapter 15, verse 10.
你们若遵守我的命令，就常在我的爱里，正如我遵守了我父的命令，常在他的爱里。
If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love.
啊，主耶稣自己讲了。
And this is the words of Jesus Christ.
什么叫做真正的爱神?
What is it to truly love the Lord?
遵行真理。
It is to keep my commandments.
哎，这个是一个很重要的观念。
And this is an important teaching.
如果一个人说我很爱神，你爱弟兄姐妹。
And if a person says I love the Lord a lot and I love the brothers and sisters around me.
但是他行出来的跟道理不合符。
But whatever how he conducts himself is in contradiction with what he says.
或是他传的道理不完全。
Or if he preaches a gospel that is not complete.
他的爱在神面前就不完全了。
His love before God is not perfect.
神不就是看你有多少的爱心，奉献了多少。
God is not looking at how much you offer or what you do for him.
神最在意的是你有没有去听他的话。
What God desires most, if you have listened to His commandments or not.
这个很容易理解。
And this is something easy to understand.
你家里有小孩子。
You have children at home.
你比较喜欢小孩子每天给你两块钱呢？
Would you like it for your children to give you $2 every day?
还是你比较喜欢你孩子都听你的话？
Or would you have them listen to your words?
如果孩子说哇，两块钱对我来说很多，来爸爸，每天两块钱给你。
And if they say, oh, okay, these $2 are a lot, okay, I'll give you $2 every day.
还是你说，你会跟他说？我不是看中你的钱，我看中你听我的话。
Would you not say I am not looking at your money? I'm looking if to see if you're obedient.
所以我们信主就是要遵守主的道。
And so if we believe in the Lord, we have to obey His commandments.
把真理实行出来。
We have to practice the truth.
这个就是完全的爱了。
And this is what a perfect love is.
啊，有真理，有圣灵。
And to have the truth, to have the Holy Spirit.
啊，所以在爱心上要完全。
And so in our love, we must be perfect.
啊，再来我们讲一点。
And let's talk about one point.
我们要在道理上越来越完全。
We have to continually pursue perfection in the word.
我们看以弗所书。
Let's turn to Ephesians.
第四章。
Chapter 4.
以弗所书第四章。
Ephesians chapter 4.
第十一节。
Verse 11.
以弗所书四章的十一节。
Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11.
他所侍的有使徒，有先知，有传福音的，有牧师和教师，为要使圣徒，啊，成全圣徒，各尽其职，建立基督的身体。
11. And he gave himself gave some to be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers for the equipping of the saints for the work of ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ.
第十三节。
Verse 13.
只等到我们在真道上同归于一，认识神儿子，得以长大成人，满有基督完成的身量。
Till we all come to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to a perfect man.To the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ.
就是说神的真道呢是一的。
And so here it says about something about the knowledge of God.
我们在神的道理上面呢要归一。
And in the knowledge of God, we must attain perfection.
啊，我们本来有自己的个性。
We have our own personalities.
自己的想法。
We have our own concepts.
但是我们信了主之后。
But when we believed in the Lord,
我们在真道上要越来越归一。
We must come into perfection in the knowledge of God.
这个是对内里面来说的。
And this is something that is internal.
那么以整个基督教界来说呢，在真道上也应该归一。
And in all of in Christianity, we must come together to be perfect.
主耶稣设立教会的时候，只有一套真理，一个教会。
And because when the Lord Jesus established His church, there is one church and one truth.
一个圣灵。
And there is one Holy Spirit.
一个洗礼。
And there is one baptism.
但现在呢，太多不同的教会，太多不同的教导。
But we see now there are so many different churches and so many different teachings.
为什么？
How come?
我们不是说他们错。
We are not saying that they are wrong.
我们说他们不完全。
We are saying that they are incomplete.
可能我们以前在别的教会。
And sometimes, in the past, when we are in the other churches,
在别的教会洗礼的。
When we are in the other church, we are baptized in other churches.
在透过别的教会认识了耶稣的。
And we come to know Jesus Christ in other churches.
很好，感谢主。
And that is very good, thank God.
因为那个是你的入门。
And this is your entry.
可能你受的洗礼是在池子里面洗礼。
Perhaps you are baptized in a pool.
啊，不知道要大水洗。
You did not know to baptize in living water.
那是不完全。
And this is not complete.
不是说完全错，那是不完全。
It's not saying that you're wrong, but this is incomplete.
你以前可能是守礼拜日。
Perhaps you have came worshipped on Sundays.
哎，不知道要守安息日。
And you did not know that you need to observe the Sabbath.
所以礼拜天聚会当然也是有它的价值。
And of course, going to service on Sundays has its value.
但是那个是不完全。
But that is not complete.
要守安息生日才是最完全。
And you have to be able to observe the Sabbath. That is complete.
慢慢，当我们认识了真理之后，我们就要在真道上跟主的道理合一了。
And so when we know the truth, we have to have our truth and the truth of God be aligned.
我这次去俄罗斯。认识了很多弟兄姐妹。
And this time when I went to Russia, I met a lot of brothers and sisters.
其中好几位啊，最早期啊，都是在其他的华人教会里面信主的。
And many of their early workers, they came from other churches.
他们也是很虔诚的基督徒。
And they are very zealous and fervent members.
1995年。
And in 1995.
我们的工人呢，去开拓莫斯科。
Our workers went to Moscow.
就邀请了其他华人教会的朋友们来听道理。
And they invited their friends from other churches to come to listen.
其中有一位太太。
And among one of them, there was a wife.
带着她的小女儿。
This wife took his daughter.
也来听布道会。
And came to evangelical service.
当时的传道人讲了一整天。
During the time, the ministers, they spoke for a whole day.
到最后大家求圣灵。
And at the end, when people were praying for the Holy Spirit,
没有人得圣灵。
There was no one that received the Holy Spirit.
但是后来这个太太再要求，我要再祷告，我很想得圣灵。
But later on, this wife, she kept praying.
因为按照你所说法，圣经说有圣灵的记载啊。
Because according to your teaching and according to the Bible, there is the Holy Spirit.
应该我也可以得到。
And so I can receive it as well.
特别要求传道再帮她祷告。
And so she asked the ministers to continue praying for her.
在那次祷告当中，圣灵就降下。
And so in that prayer, she received the Holy Spirit.
所以她是莫斯科第一个得圣灵的种子。
And she is one of the first members in Moscow to receive the Holy Spirit.
就是我之前跟你们说的那个46岁才生第二胎的那个。
And this is the person that was 46 years old when I told you before.
当时有个八岁的女儿。
She had an 8-year-old daughter.
她看她妈妈也得圣灵，她跟传道说：“那我也要。”
And when she saw that her mom received the Holy Spirit, the daughter also wanted to receive it.
要求传道再帮她祷告。
And she also asked the pastor to continue praying for her.
传道们就帮她按手祷告。
And the ministers and the pastors, they laid hands and prayed for her.
那个八岁的小女孩又得了圣灵。
And this 8-year-old daughter, she also received the Holy Spirit.
那其他这些基督徒啊，看到他们两个得圣灵，就有了信心了。
And when the other Christians from other churches saw that they received the Holy Spirit, they began to have faith.
真的有圣灵啊，不然的话他们怎么会有？
And they said to themselves, of course, the Holy Spirit is real. Otherwise, how could they receive it?
孩子怎么会骗人？
And how can a child try to deceive people?
但是在当这个太太跟她女儿得圣灵的时候，这个先生还在外地工作，当天没有在。
And when his wife and her daughter received the Holy Spirit, their husband was at another place working.
后来先生也回来了。
And at the end, when the husband came back home,
听到他们有一个真耶稣教会，又有圣灵，觉得很怀疑。
And so he heard about the Holy Spirit and something called the True Jesus Church, and he was very suspicious.
怎么会有这种事？
How come this can be?
不太可能啊。
He did not believe.
但是他还是去跟他们一起聚会。
But he also went with them to service.
在那次聚会当中。
and in the service.
他跪下来祷告。
He also knelt down to pray.
没有几分钟啊。
And after a few minutes,
圣灵降临在他身上。
The Holy Spirit has also descended upon him.
他跪着了，但是整个人都提起来。
But he was kneeling, but his whole being was elevated.
哇，跳了很快。
And his tongue rolled very quickly.
圣灵大充满。
And he was filled with the Holy Spirit.
信了主，在其他基督教信了主很多年都没有这种体验。
And when he believed in Lord Jesus in other churches, he had never had this experience.
感谢主，他找到真教会。
And so thank the Lord, he has found the true church.
真道上完全了。
And so we must be perfect in truth.
所以我们今天要追求完全。
And so today we must also be perfect in truth.
在爱心上要完全。
We must be perfect in love.
在真理上也要完全。
But we also must be perfect in truth.
天父是完全的。
Because our Heavenly Father is perfect.
我们唱诗。
Let's sing him.
341首。341首。
Sing hymn
现在我们来祷告。
And now we're about to pray.
求主帮助我们能够更完全。
And we ask the Lord to help us to become more perfect.
我们主的爱在我们的心里。
And so that the love of the Lord can be in our hearts.
真理也在我们的心里。
And so the truth of the Lord can be in our hearts as well.
这样我们就不会被摇动。
And so that we will not be moved.
我也继续为教会的圣工祷告。
And for now we pray for the work of the church.
同心一起祷告。
And we pray in one accord.